Back at Pitts Field at McLean Family Park as we get ready to get this one underway. Mountain Home and Greater Keene, New Hampshire. Mountain Home, the home team tonight. So Keene will be batting first. We are about ready to get this one underway. Keene is managed by Chad Brannon. He coaches at third, and Tanner Lupa coaches over at first for Keene. First pitch from Ellison in for a called strike. Brown, Brannon, and Moores here in this first inning for Keene. Brown from the right side. Here's the next delivery from Ellison, a curveball that hit him. So the first batter reaches for Keene. And it brings Brannon to the plate. Keene, 1,369 miles from Mountain Home, southern part of New Hampshire. They're about just over 90 miles northwest of Boston. The town's a little over 23,000 on the population. Won the New Hampshire State Championship and won the regional, played at Westfield, Massachusetts. They were 14-0 coming into this tournament. They've not lost yet. They won yesterday. Stealing on the first pitch was Brown. He stands at second. So a runner in scoring position for Keene early on. 1-0 the count to Brannon. Ellison's next pitch is low. And a good job by Rickman behind the plate to keep it in front of him. 2-0, Brannon at the plate. Moores waiting to bat next for Keene. They've got their orange jerseys, black numerals, gray pants here this evening. There's a called strike on the outside corner. 2-1 now to Brannon. Mountain Home going with the blue pants, the white shirts with the blue numerals this evening. Time call now as Brannon wants to step out. Top three from each pool advance. That's what makes this one such a key game for Mountain Home tonight. You fall to 0-2 in pool play, you're going to be in trouble. There's a called strike. It's 2-2. You got Bismarck, Atlantic Shore, and Keene all 1-0 so far in pool play in the American Division. Here's the 2-2 from Ellison. Ground ball up the middle. Second baseman Harris has it. The throw to first is in time, but it moves the runner Brown over to third. So one down. Zachary Moores, the right fielder, will step in now for Keene. He will bat with that runner at third and one down. Brown with good speed at third. Ellison said he's ready to deal as soon as Moores got in the batter's box, and the first pitch is taken for a strike. Infield pretty much straight up the center fielder from Mountain Home, Stockton, shading towards left. This next pitch is outside, a throw back to third, the runner back in time. One the count to Moores. Brown led the inning off, getting hit with a pitch. Moves Sol second and moved to third on the ground out. And time called as Mountain Home manager Tom Jordan already making a trip to the mound, talking things up. It looked like the catcher and pitcher were not on the same page on the last pitch. He's got the catcher, the pitcher, the shortstop, and the third baseman all meeting right now. Looks like they're ready to go. Trent Jordan, who pitched so well for Mountain Home last night, playing shortstop tonight. Runner at third, one out here for Keene. We are in the top of the first inning. 1-1 count to Moores. Here's the next delivery from Ellison, and it's a called strike on the outside corner. 1-2. Cardinals underway over on KTLO AM. And the last check, Cardinals are up 4-0. Here comes the 2-2. Oh, would have hit the batter in the head off his helmet. And Mowers will trot down to first. The second batter hit in this first inning by Ellison. That one hit him right in the helmet. Mowers going to take some time. He kind of jogged down to first. Now he's standing behind first and kind of holding his head. He's going to have a headache for a while after that one. Umpire's working to give him a little time. The third base umpire goes and talks to the pitcher and cleans off the pitching rubber a little bit, trying to give Mowers a little more time. So Keene threatening here in this first inning. Runners at the corners now with one out. And the cleanup hitter, Liam Yardley, stepping in. Runner at first is going. They'll let him steal second. The pitch was high for ball one. Two hit batters and two stolen bases here in this first inning. And Keene with runners at second and third. One out. The 1-0 pitch to Yardley. A curveball outside gets past the catcher. Here comes the runner from third. He will slide in safely, and Keene has taken a 1-0 lead here in the first. So 1-0 Keene on the wild pitch by Ellison. Runner at third now. This is in for a called strike. 2-1 to Yardley. Putnam waiting to bat next here for Keene. This Keene ball club 14-0 coming into this contest. Next one from Ellison. A fastball misses high. It's 3-1. Here's the next delivery from Ellison. A swing and a miss. Got him to chase one up out of the zone. What's amazing, it doesn't matter what level it is. You can see it at the major leagues. Sometimes those fastballs coming in there about chest or neck high, they sure look good. And boy, a lot of batters have trouble laying off of them. And that's what Yardley did. He chased after it. Here's the 3-2. Fouls this one right back to the screen. One nothing Keene here in the top of the first. Now the batter Yardley steps out. Second time Keene's done that, trying to throw Ellison off a bit. Here comes that 3-2 pitch. Fastball low and outside, bounces up there, ball four. Two hit batters and a walk here in this first inning by Ellison. Runners at the corners once again here for Keene, and that's going to bring Kevin Putnam, the catcher, to the plate now. Five-hole hitter for Keene. 1-0 Keene. We're in the top of the first. Shows bunt, pulls it back, pitch inside. The runner from first steals second, no throw. Third stolen base of the inning for Keene. Two of them, though, have been with runners at first and third where no throw was made. 1-0 to Putnam. Ellison ready with that next pitch and misses just a bit high outside for ball two. 2-0 to Putnam. Runners at second and third. One out, one run in for Keene here in the first. The 2-0 is hammered foul down the left field line, pulled it out of the yard, and it's the first strike, 2-1 now. Putnam able to get around on that fastball. Ellison ready again with the 2-1 now. Ground ball right side. That'll score a run. The second baseman goes to first with it. And a good job by Jones. The throw was to his left. He was able to keep that foot on the bag long enough to get the out. And then came off the bag, but an RBI for Putnam with the ground out. Also moves Yardley over to third, so he's there with two outs. Ellison's first pitch to Jacob Kidney, the pitcher, is high and outside for ball one. Here comes the 1-0. Misses low with the fastball. It's 2-0 now. Kidney at the plate. The 7-0 hitter, Connolly, waiting to bat next. You can bat 10 of the tournament. Keene is only batting 9 tonight. They've got 3 on the bench. The 2-0 is low. Oh, there it is. It's strike. 2-1. Yardley runs at third. He's there with two outs. Next pitch to Kidney. Big swing and a miss for strike two. Ellison now just a strike away from ending the top half of this first inning. He's set. Here comes that 2-2. And he hit the batter. The third hit batter. This one got the batter in the helmet again. So three hit batters and a walk here in this first inning for Ellison. And that puts runners at the corners once again. Reed, as soon as he let that pitch go, was putting his hands on his head. He realized that he was going to hit the batter, and he was upset. The third batter he's hitting this first inning. Runners at the corners. They do not hold the runner at first on. He's off with the pitch. The pitch is in for a called strike. So, again, two runners in scoring position now for Keene. Runners at second and third with two outs. Conley, a left-handed batter at the plate. The next pitch is a called strike on the inside corner. Oh and two, the count to Liam Conley, the third baseman. Allison ready with that 0-2 pitch. And then misses with it. Umpire kind of walking around behind the plate. I think he may have missed one there. He's upset with himself. Here comes the 1-2. And it is fouled down the left field line. Conley lost the bat. It goes back towards the backstop. So the count's 1-2 on Conley. You've got Yardley running the third, Kidney the runner at second. Two down, two in already for Keene here in the first. Conley holds the bat high. He's ready with the 1-2. Grounds it back up the middle, off the pitcher's glove. Jordan, the shortstop, picks it up, and no play at first. Now they got the runner at third hung up. He's back in safely. Everybody is safe. Run scores on the ground ball. It's now 3-0. Ball was not hit that hard. Ellison barely grazed it with his glove, and the time Jordan was able to get to it, he really had no play anywhere. Did I call him Tom? Boy, Trent, I am so sorry. Trent, I apologize. So the infield single for Conley drives in the run. Runners at first and third again for Keene. The eight-hole hitter, Alex Charles, at the plate. Runner at first is going. The pitch is a called strike. Conley takes second with a forced stolen base of this first inning. But again, three of those have been with runners at first and third where you don't throw down anyway. Not at this level. Next pitch is low for ball one. It's 1-1 to Charles. Runners at second and third here for Keene. It's already 3-0. Ellison ready again. That pitch. A little high on the outside corner, but gets the call. It's 1-2. 1-2 to Charles. Again, Ellison a pitch away from end of the inning. And fouls it at the plate. Charles just gets a piece of it. umpire talking to the pitcher. That one may have got a piece of the catcher, and he's just giving him a little extra time to get ready. They're checking on the catcher, Rickman, and it looks to be okay. Again, the 1-2 pitch to Charles is on the way. And it's a curveball, goes off the catcher's glove. Here comes the runner from third. The throw not in time. It's 4-0 Keene. We had a wild pitch earlier. That one's a pass ball. Four nothing Keene with the lead. A runner at third. And a 2-2 count on Charles. This one's hit in the air, pop up, right side of the infield. The pitcher, Ellison, calls for it and makes the catch. Boy, a big first inning for Keene. They score four runs with just one hit. At the end of a half inning, it's Keene, New Hampshire, 4. Mountain Home coming up. You're listening to Mountain Home Babe Ruth Baseball in the World Series on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hi, this is Brandon Barnes of Centennial Bank. We are always proud to support our local sports and want to welcome everyone to the Babe Ruth World Series. We're here for your banking needs during your stay. We want to wish every team the best of luck. Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Located at 665 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home. Member FDIC.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Water.
Hey, it's me, Water. Look, about what happened in your apartment with the broken pipe. I just wanted to apologize for ruining all your stuff, and I hope this can all just be some me under the bridge someday. Oh, and also, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, bye.
Water never pays for water damage. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Not only is McDonald's crispy 20-piece chicken McNuggets only $5, but they're dropping...
New heat! New heat! New heat!
Introducing the limited edition Sriracha Mac Sauce for those who like to turn it up.
New heat! New heat!
Get a 20-piece chicken McNuggets for $5 to dip into our spicy Sriracha Mac Sauce. You'll love it so much, you'll want to try it on our new signature Sriracha Sandwich.
Woo! It's lit! It's
only
lit
at McDonald's. Limited time only at participating McDonald's. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
14. Back to McLean Family Park. We move to the bottom of the first inning. And Keene, New Hampshire, puts four on the board in the top half of the first. We'll see what Mountain Home does. Of course, Mountain Home yesterday was a team that jumped out early, and we'll see if maybe they can rally tonight, kind of like Bismarck did last night. This Keene ball club is 14-0 on the season. Now, yesterday, this Keene ball club jumped out to an 8-1 lead and nearly blew it. They had to hang on to defeat Jasper, Indiana 9-8. So they had a big lead yesterday and almost blew it. Kind of like Mountain Home, a lot of tradition there. This team that's playing right now, last year's 12-year-olds won the state and finished third at the region. As 11-year-olds, they won their state tournament and finished third at the regionals. Finally got over that hump at the regionals this year to make it to the World Series. Will Beckham leading things off for Mountain Home. It's Beckham, Ellison, and Stockton here in the first for Mountain Home. Beckham takes that first pitch for a called strike. Next delivery is foul down the left side. 0-2 to Beckham. Jacob Kidney getting the start on the hill for Greater Keene here this evening. Big tall right-hander. He's ready with the 0-2 pitch, and it's a fastball right down the middle for a called strike. First out of the inning brings Reed Ellison to the hill. Mountain Home's Played over 30 games this summer, this team has. Talking to the coaches before the game, 19 and 13 coming in. A lot of those games, though, they've been playing up. They played against some 14s and 15-year-old teams across the state, different tournaments they played in. Won a big tournament back in May over in Springdale, 32-team tournament. They won that one. So that Mountain Home record a little deceiving, 19 and 13, when you consider the competition they've been playing all summer long to get ready for this. Allison fouls this one back out of play. 1-1, the count to the Mountain Home pitcher. Lawson Stockton waiting to bat next. 2-1. 2-1, the count. Kidney ready to deal again. This one's a strike on the outside corner. Two-two, the count to Ellison. Fastball misses low. Boy, I tell you, Kidney can bring it. Fills the count to Ellison. 3-2 now. Next delivery is grounder right up the middle over Ellison's head. The shortstop, Brandon, has it. Throw to first in time. Brandon shows off his arm at shorts. When the ball bounced over Kidney's head, you thought maybe Ellison would have a chance to beat it out, but boy, Brandon able to scoop it up and make that quick throw to first. So brings Lawson Stockton to the plate. Stockton ripped onto left center field last night, his first plate appearance, and drove in a run with that triple last night. Takes the first pitch for a strike. The 0-1 check swing, got a piece of it, and fouls it down the right side. Two now to Lawson. Kidney looking for a 1-2-3 first inning. And he gets it. He strikes out Lawson with the next pitch. Strikes out a couple in the first inning. We have played one. We'll take a break. Keene, New Hampshire 4, Mountain Home 0. You are listening to Mountain Home Bomber Babe Ruth Baseball in the World Series on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you're craving cool summer salads with crisp, fresh veggies, meat, and homemade dressings, or pasta dishes including spaghetti, fettuccine, and lasagna, along with real stone hearth baked pizza loaded with the finest toppings, then House of Pizza is where you belong. House of Pizza is under new ownership, but they still have the same delicious food from appetizers to desserts, as well as ice cold beer and wine. When you're hungry for lunch or dinner, come on over to our house, House of Pizza in Mountain Home, 40 Plaza Way by Walmart.